as we're making this nation-state system real, as we're creating these identity management infrastructures and trying to codify everyone, put everyone in a category, we're also systematically producing people who don't fit anywhere and have no access to rights. So I'm really concerned with what are the kinds of the people who are pushed at the margins. And that relates to my work because I look at ethnic minorities who were expelled, for example, from East Africa for being too Arab, not African enough, but then come to the Gulf and are not deemed Arab enough or try to go to South Asia and can't get citizenship there. And so I look at people who just get locked out of any region because they don't fit into this imagined nation state system that we've produced.
That was Nora Laurie, an award-winning author and associate professor at Boston University. On April 16, 2021, Nora, who is from Bahrain, was one of the 7 representatives from the Declaration of Citizenship Project, speaking about her research on issues related to citizenship and introducing the mission and goals of the collaborative project to a group of scholars, journalists, activists, community leaders, and students. The Declaration of Citizenship Project was created to define and develop citizenship without nations or frontiers. While citizenship is usually based on birth, marriage, or ancestry, the group behind the Declaration of Citizenship finds these requirements to be discriminatory and dangerous. According to the UN Refugee Agency, 108.4 million people were forcibly displaced from their countries of origin at the end of 2022. There were 5.4 million asylum seekers, 35.3 million refugees, and 62.5 million people internally displaced. As Nora explained, these individuals are not afforded the same rights and protections as citizens. And additionally, citizens of certain places are afforded more rights and freedoms than citizens of others. The initiative, spearheaded by academics, artists, journalists, and activists from around the world, aims to reshape the rule of law in order to empower those not in the 1% to feel protected and secure as a global citizen. According to project collaborator Kamal Sadiq,
so the Declaration of Citizenship Project asks us an enduring question at a very critical juncture in history. How do we recognize our common humanity across regions and socioeconomic backgrounds? And what must we as a collectivity demand from the state domestically and internationally in order to ensure it?
The project began in 2013 in the UN buffer zone in Cyprus at an event sponsored by the Peace Research Institute of Oslo. That's where anthropologist Olga Dimitriou met political theorist Jackie Stevens. Olga is a professor at the Durham Global Security Institute at Durham University's School of Government and International Affairs. Jackie is the founding director of the Deportation Research Clinic, part of the Buffett Institute of Global Affairs at Northwestern University. Jackie spoke at a conference organized by the Gender Advisory Team of Cyprus, of which Olga was an active participant. The two professors saw overlaps in their research on the exclusionary practices of nativism, and then together with some of their peers, they wrote the initial draft of the Declaration of Citizenship. The steering committee of the Declaration of Citizenship is currently composed of individuals with all different backgrounds. Anthropologist Alfred Babo is a refugee scholar from Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa and an associate professor at Fairfield University in Connecticut. Zee Blaje is an artist and activist who is extremely active in Croatia's new media culture as a web designer, journalist, researcher, organizer, and curator. Engin Aysin, who grew up in Turkey and taught in Canada and England, is an author of several books on citizenship and the founding editor of the impactful Journal of Citizenship Studies. There is also Nora Laurie, who you heard from earlier, and Kamal Sadiq, who immigrated from India and is a professor at the University of California, Irvine. Together, these seven drafted a text that radically reimagines citizenship, available at www.declarationofcitizenship.org. The declaration is based on five key principles, which Olga described at the 2021 meeting.
We declare here that citizenship is based on five principles. One, that each person is embedded in overlapping webs of communities.
More specifically, those behind the declaration believe that the imposition of exclusive identification, which frequently emanates from birth, constrains capacities rather than enhances them.
Principle two, each person has the freedom to move from one place to another.
The declaration finds that barriers to mobility based solely on birth, biology, and the like attach valuations to citizenship that encourage and perpetuate the exploitation of people and environments.
Principle three, each person has the freedom to associate or disassociate with any sovereign power. Denouncing citizenship can be as constraining as acquiring it under top-down birth-based frames. Principle four, rule is by the governed, according to laws that are subject to negotiations and changes by those affected by them.
The declaration notes that law that enables the best of our capabilities has to always be in the making, and that the law should emanate firstly from those whom it affects.
Principle five, sovereign polities are places of permanent negotiations among citizens, communities, that is, as in principle one of embeddedness and overlap, are about becoming rather than fixing.
The Declaration of Citizenship Project aims to bring in collaborators of all backgrounds and hopes to be accessible in several different languages. The project is always looking to expand, and anyone interested in learning or engaging more can visit www.declarationofcitizenship.org or can email endorse@declarationofcitizenship.org for more information on upcoming meetings and project initiatives.